Hi, this is Daisy from Flowers and Mundelein, and this is the post for Epiphany, January 6th, 2009. It's been about a month since I posted, and I thought it might be good to post quite often with an audio post, because this is supposed to be a way for everybody to keep in touch with the Flowers and Mundelein, and what better way than to actually hear them. Gardenia doesn't like the idea of having the young flowers have their pictures on the web for other people to see, but I'm sure the voices would be fine. First, I want to give a report on how Papa's doing. Since the video from the last post, he has gone into the doctor. He took a week off from his chemo, which he enjoyed very much, and really got a lot of his strength back for that week. But before that, he had a blood count done, and it came back 9. I don't know what the scale is, but 9 is extremely low. And so they were very worried about him. And he also had a port put in, so they don't have to keep going into his arm or find a vein. And the port was put into his shoulder, and when the surgeon went to put the port in, he couldn't get the needle in. He ran into some tough, fibrous material, and he concluded from that the cancer had gone into his lymph node there in his shoulder. He tried it again a couple days later, and it turned out that he must have just hit a fibrous piece of muscle or something, but it wasn't cancer. And so that scare that we had for a couple days there went away. And I wasn't really surprised that he was wrong, because with everything else, all the indications are that the cancer is not continuing to grow, not continuing to make more fluid. So I don't see how it could spread when it's dying off. The growths aren't getting bigger, they're staying the same size, but they're not producing fluid anymore. He's got quite a bit of appetite back, and he has his taste back. And as far as the blood count goes, the next week when he went in, they did another blood count, he was back up to 11. So I guess that's pretty good. So 9 is bad, 11 is good. So he's going in the right direction as far as blood count goes, and that's probably going to be fine. And he seemed in pretty good spirits for Christmas. And the Saturday after Christmas, I went over there, and he and I worked on a little bit of a woodworking project. He makes these holders for challenge coins for the military, and I wanted to give a couple away for Christmas. And he had one was already cut, but it wasn't sanded down, and it wasn't oiled down. So I went over there and I sanded it down. We sat out in the garage and worked together on it. So that was really nice. So he's doing fairly well. As far as the young flowers are concerned, a couple days ago, in fact, actually yesterday, the two younger girls went back to school. That'd be Orchid and Tulip. They went back to school yesterday. Had a lot of homework last night. And today, Stargazer Lily goes back to school. High school. She got a report card a few days ago, and she got straight A's for her, I guess it would be the second term of the year. Yeah, that's right, second term of the year. So first term she got all A's, and second term she got all A's. So she's doing very well in high school. She had gym this term. She has 4 classes each term. She had gym, world history, algebra, and Spanish, and she got straight A's. The first term she also got straight A's, and she's really worried about this term coming up because she has a thing called 2D art, so she's going to have to be drawing, and she's really afraid that she might not be able to get an A in that class. The other two are doing great. They're doing pretty much B or high B average. I'm pretty sure that Orchid got on the low honor roll on her last report card, so they're doing very well at school. I'm doing fine at work. Again, I'm working 6 to 2:30, Monday through Friday. I signed up as a commissioner, and so now I'm back in Boy Scouts, and Bouchette helped sew on some patches and cuff my pants over the Christmas holiday. We had Christmas at Bouchette and Papa's house on January 3rd, which is a bit late, but it was pretty nice. We stayed overnight. The Mundelein Flowers stayed overnight at their house, and I got a podcast recording studio, which I'm not using right now because I don't really have a lot of time, and I have to figure out all the mechanics of the thing. But right now I am using the same recording device I used before, and I'm driving because that seems to be the time that I have to be able to do this sort of thing. But it's a very nice recording studio, and I plan on using that as we go forward. And I was trying to set it up last night, and my youngest little Tulip was having a blast broadcasting to herself in her own headphones, and she spent 10 or 15 minutes just talking to herself on the microphone. So I kind of foresee a lot of input from those guys once we get that thing up and rolling. They're going to really enjoy talking on the into the microphones and hearing their own voices on the internet. Gardenia got a pair of shoes, and also Yayan Papu came over to Mundelein, and they were at our house for Christmas Eve. I'm kind of jumping all over the place chronologically, but they came over to our house for Christmas Eve, and they stayed through Christmas Day and then left. Went back home the day after Christmas, or Boxing Day. And I think they had a pretty good time. We got them a TV for on top of their refrigerator, because the one they have there is just on antennas, and it's analog, so they won't be able to watch once it goes digital in February. And this one is a flat screen, and it's high def, and the antenna we bought for them has a power cord, so it's a really good antenna. It looks like it's working really well when we set it up on Boxing Day. We were really afraid that they would be very angry with us because it's kind of expensive. But they actually took it pretty well. And that was so that made Christmas even better, since there wasn't a lot of anger. But Gardenia got a whole boatload of socks, which she asked for, and some sweats. And she's worn the sweats several times, and she really enjoys those. She also got some shoes because Yayan Papu had given her money and said, here, go buy this stuff for your family from us. So she bought herself a pair of shoes, which she loves, and I think she's going to buy some more shoes for that. I got a brand new watch, and I also got a sweater. Orchid got a phone, which is the big gift, I guess, this year, and Tulip got a doll, and she lost a tooth 3 days ago, and so that one went to the Tooth Fairy night before last, and I think that's about everything that we've been up to lately. So I will talk to you for the next post. Hopefully we'll have some young flowers in the next post.